This is an executive summary of grocery-anchored retail DSDs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Grocery-anchored retail is one of the most enduring categories in commercial real estate, and it has become a popular property type inside Delaware statutory trusts, DSDs, used for 1031 exchanges. A grocery-anchored DST holds a shopping center whose largest tenant, its anchor, is a grocery store, with smaller inline tenants such as a pharmacy, a quick-service restaurant, a salon, or a coffee shop filling out the surrounding space. The appeal is rooted in defensiveness. Groceries are a needs-based, essential category that people buy in good times and bad, and that has proven relatively resistant to e-commerce, so a healthy grocer drives consistent foot traffic that supports the whole center. As a DST, the fractional beneficial interests are treated as like-kind real property for a 1031 exchange, under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86, letting an exchanger defer capital gains tax while owning passive, income-producing retail real estate. This guide explains why grocery anchors are defensive, the essential tenant demand behind them, center structure and co-tenancy, the risks to weigh, and how to evaluate a grocery anchored DST. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.